Well, I'm really pleased that you've all come out on a chilly evening tonight. I'm not ready to take my jacket off yet, but I will eventually. I'd like to especially welcome a couple of my councillor colleagues in Councillor Thea Zografis and Councillor Bill Pontikis this evening. And I think out of the corner of my eye, I just did see Robert Davies arrive, who represents this ward with myself as well. But I most am excited to welcome all of you here this evening. So the Sir John Monash Lecture is one of our key events on our calendar every year, but this, I'm told, is our most highly attended ever. So I wonder what the draw card is. Is it the Monash Gallery of Art, which is one of my most favourite spaces within the municipality, or perhaps it's our speaker in Leslie, or perhaps it's the topic in general about gender? So I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I thought I'd share a couple of experiences with you in terms of the way that I feel that gender has somehow or sometimes impacted on the way that people view me. And the bottom line is I don't personally feel that it does ever affect the way that I'm viewed or I'm seen, but it does certainly surprise people. I met a young girl earlier this year who was flicking through our local papers and stumbled across a photo of me, and her mother pointed out that I'm the mayor of the city, and she said, "No, no, no. All mayors, they're all old bald men." Now, in some cases they are. In this case, I'm not, obviously. But it's that perception out there. And the thing that really stuck out to me was with Casey, which was what her name was, and still is, obviously, she's a young girl. And we would think that there are no gender stereotypes anymore. I know I certainly never thought that gender was an issue until, you know, you're placed in certain positions. And for a young girl to still have preconceived ideas about who or what people in certain positions look like, it's disturbing. And for me, it reminds us that we need to constantly make sure that we're addressing any stereotypes, be it about females or males. Because I know that with something like parenting, that's something that the male gender is grappling with as well, just their view in terms of what's expected from a father. So it certainly goes both ways. But the struggle with females in particular and the challenges that we've faced over the years is certainly something that we should be proud of our achievements over the years, but not take for granted that there's still work to be done. In our previous council, there's 11 representatives on Monash City Council, and we were really fortunate to have 5 out of the 11 councillors were female, and that was one of the highest gender ratios in the state. And we took it for granted. And we went down in that representation with the last elections, and there was only 2 of us elected at the time, 2 out of 11 females. Now, we were fortunate to have Rebecca Patterson join us recently. It was under very unfortunate circumstances, but nonetheless, we're really pleased to have increased that ratio a little bit. But 3 out of 11, it's still pretty pathetic. But we do hold our duties very seriously. It's something that I take very seriously to make sure that I get out and about, especially to our younger communities, but everyone in general, to demonstrate that people in elected positions come in all shapes and sizes and gender, and that everyone has an important role to contribute. And it doesn't matter what your gender is, it doesn't matter what your professional background is, and it doesn't matter what your interests are, just as long as you're making some sort of positive contribution. I'm really, really excited that we've got Dr. Canold. I hope I've pronounced that properly with us this evening, because I mean, she's been acknowledged as one of the top 10 thinkers in Australia. In 2011, she was named the Australian Humanist of the Year for her contribution on public debate on ethical issues, but especially about women and family life. And Leslie uses words to change the world. And that's such a powerful thing. I think words are something else that we take for granted, and just how one word, several words strung together and a phrase that might stick in your mind can really change your thinking, both for yourself, but the way that others might think and the way that others might view things and the way that we might act as well. So I'm really excited to hear you speak, and I really look forward to sharing this evening with you all. Thank you.